You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Thursday afternoon. Pete Levitt not available for the weather forecast this afternoon, but Drew Lerner is here. He has an update on what the forecast looks like for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet.
Rain and snow are likely to occur across portions of the Midwest as we go through the weekend and into early next week. A couple of storm systems will be responsible for the precipitation, but we're not expecting it to be very heavy, except perhaps along the Ohio River Valley and southward into parts of the Tennessee River Basin and a portion of the U.S. Delta. All three of these areas will likely see rain totals during the latter part of the weekend and early next week, running anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch, and some local totals getting upwards to an inch and a half. The precipitation will be sufficient to help to increase some runoff and raise the river level on the Ohio. U.S. hard red winter wheat country will likely see a little bit of precipitation both today and again late Saturday into Sunday. In both cases, the precipitation will occur as snow and a little bit of rain, and it will be focused on Nebraska, with a few areas in northern Kansas and northeastern Colorado being impacted as well on an infrequent basis. The precipitation, though, that is expected in the hard red wheat areas will certainly fall short of what is necessary to restore moisture to normal values, and that's going to be multiple inches, and it will have to be spread out over many storm systems in order to avoid a flood situation. While the forecast with this drought is not going to be changing in that favor, we're going to most likely see ongoing drier biased conditions prevailing through a big part of the winter season. Well, the forecast in the heart of the Midwest is not only offering a couple of weather disturbances over these next couple of days, but we'll also see precipitation occur in the form of snow across the northern parts of the region. Yesterday, it looked like the heaviest snows would occur across Iowa. It now looks as though the heavier snows may be more southeastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and a part of northern Iowa. And if that's the case, we probably won't anticipate any real substantial runoff until that snow melts somewhere down the road. We do anticipate anywhere from 2 to maybe 5 inches of snow to accumulate across a part of the region, and we'll continue to look for that to occur most significantly at the end of the weekend and on into early next week. A disturbance moving through the Midwest today will produce lighter amounts of precipitation, and it will be focused mostly on areas from Iowa and parts of Missouri over into the Ohio River Valley. But the rain totals with this event will likely run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch, not as big a storm system as that which is supposed to occur at the end of the weekend and into early next week. Our temperatures across the Midwest will likely be trending cooler as time moves along. Bitter cold conditions will occur in the northern plain in the northwestern Corn Belt as we get into the latter part of the weekend and early part of next week. Until then, temperatures won't be too bad, but they'll be cooler than they have been. We expect to see high temperatures across the Midwest today in the 40s and 50s. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the 30s and 40s north and 40s and 50s south, and we'll see the same thing again on Saturday. Some temperatures will drop below 0 Fahrenheit in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt when we get to the early part of next week.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.